Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got ourselves game two tonight of the Eastern Conference Final. Florida Panthers taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. You, of course, can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. 7:30, you got yourself a little Panthers preview. If you guys are watching it tonight, you'll be watching it. NHL on TNT tonight. Their coverage gets going at 7 o'clock, and one of their analysts joining us here, Brian Boucher, here on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and visit them online at toyotaofhollywood.com. Brian, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Great to be with you guys.
So the interesting thing this last game, other than the Panthers putting on it, it seemed like Carolina got to a point. I think it was somewhere after Bob had the no-stick save where they wanted to get a little physical with the goalie. Brian, as a former goalie yourself, what do you make of when that starts happening, where a team likes to get a little chippy with the guy between the pipes? So is that them trying to get into his head? Is that a tilt on trying to mess with him a little bit? Like when that starts happening from a team, what's going on there? What's the strategy?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt. I think they're recognizing that Bobrovsky's locked in and trying to find a way to get under his skin any way you can. And I think some goaltenders who probably don't have as much experience as Bob might get unraveled there in a situation like that and kind of get caught up into it. But, when you watch Bob play, I mean, he's so focused, so dialed in. He kind of gets away from that stuff. He knows not to get engaged. He's not going to get rattled by any of that stuff. The only thing that you got to be careful of is that you don't actually take a serious hit, right, that actually can injure you. But you're right. It did look like it was a concerted effort on Carolina's part to get there, to make sure they get a body on him and see if they can rattle his cage. But he was locked in. I didn't see him being bothered by it whatsoever.
I'm curious of this because, Brian, you played with him as a rookie. Like, we got Bob as a vet. He's had a very incredible journey here with the ups and downs in his flucker, and now he's on his way to legendary status with everybody. But he's known for his crazy preparation. Like, did he always have that? Like, coming into the league as a rookie, what was rookie Bob like?
Yeah, he did. Well, first of all, rookie Bob didn't speak a lick of English. So my communication with him was pretty limited, aside from hand gestures and whatnot. This guy, I mean, he got to the rink extremely early. His preparation in the weight room, his pregame stretching routine, everything that he did was impeccable. I had not seen a goaltender work as hard as he had up to that point. And I played with a lot of guys, a lot of veteran guys that had long careers that I respected. And this kid came in undrafted in Philadelphia. I think I skated with him for like 10 minutes at the end of August with our goalie coach. We went out there and we did some drills. And I told my goalie coach, in 5 minutes, I said, I'm in trouble. Like, this guy is that good. I could tell in 5 minutes that this guy was special. And there's no secret to his success. I mean, what he does is he just works. He prepares. He does not get bothered by outside noise. He insulates himself and he just worries about his process, which is a big reason why he's been successful.
Brian, I've watched the Panthers now for a while and they've really turned it around when they became more physical. and we have these other teams trying to match their physicality, but it's not who they are. Would teams that play against them, and I mean, you know, even the team they're playing now, wouldn't they be better off just playing their game? Because when you try to be physical, you're actually, you know, they play better. Because, oh, now you're in our yard. Now you want to play our style of hockey. We do this every day. You're just a visitor.
Yeah, I think you nailed it 100%. This is Carolina playing that type of game. It's not who they are. It's not their identity. Their identity is they play on their toes. They're fast. They fire pucks to the net. They retrieve it. They get it back. They throw it to the net. They get you spinning around. They get you out of, you know, out of your comfort zone. But it felt to me in game one that there were some guys on Carolina's roster that wanted to prove that they were tough guys,
right,
that they could go punch for punch with Florida's physicality. And I agree with you. I don't think it's a strength of Carolina's team. I don't think they should be focusing on that. And, you know, if Andrei Svechnikov wants to play that type of game, I respect it because he wants to play a man's game. I'm cool with that. But I don't know that that's necessarily his strength and what he should be focusing on. I think what he should be focusing on is, you know, driving offense, possessing pucks, getting to the hard areas, and trying to provide offense. If he does that, you know, that's what's going to make Carolina successful. If he's going out of his way to deliver hits, I think that just plays right into Florida's hands.
Especially when, you know, the Panthers have sometimes struggled on the odd man rush, right? And yep, Carolina hasn't used that speed at all to create as many of those opportunities as possible. They stay back and check each other, check the Panthers. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're not even using your advantage that you've had all year to see if it works.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that, you know, if they want to get aggressive and be physical and allow Florida to use a rush game, it's another element that I think Florida has in their arsenal. They've got good players. They've got some skilled players that can make plays off the rush, but it's not necessarily who they are. But if Carolina is going to go out of their way to be physical, I think it can open up some of that game for Florida. It'll be interesting to see the adjustments that Carolina makes tonight. Like, I think, and, you know, we'll talk to the coaches here soon, so I wish I was doing this afterwards, and I probably could give you more insight.
Mm-hmm.
If I was coaching Carolina, I would be, you know, it's a fine line. Like, we've got to be able to not be bullied around the ice, but at the same time, we can't go out of our way to engage in that type of play. And we've got to play to our strengths, which is play fast, get pucks behind their defense, possess it. Like I said, get it, you know, when you get it to the point, get it to the net, retrievals, all that stuff. And then you get them having extended D-zone time, the Panthers, and then perhaps they take penalties. And now you get on the power play, and now you're playing your game. So, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they're more passive tonight or if they just go double down and say, you know what? No, we're gonna play Florida's game. I'm curious to see what the Panthers with the Hurricanes do.
Can you take us to the ice when the Gosses Bear hits Marchand with the shot? All hell kind of breaks loose there. What was your perspective of that going down on game one?
Yeah, I thought Marchand was late on that hit. He was trying to, you know, listen, this is playoff hockey, and you do whatever you can to rattle your opponent. I think Marchand, it was borderline late. You know, there was intent to hit a good player. You know, you could say borderline dirty. And Gostisbehere saw it at the last minute. And Gostisbehere, you know, he was doing his thing where he's, you know, trying to, you know, send a message to Marchand. I think it's great. These are the things in playoff hockey that you love to see. Marchand, you know, a veteran that's been there, done it. He knows how in a long series, like, you plant that seed. And I feel like an instance like that, you can see how it rattled the Hurricanes, right? I mean, right. when you take a shot at somebody, you know that you've gotten underneath somebody's skin. And it's going to be important for the Hurricanes to control their emotions and not let a guy like Marchand do that to you. Because if you do that, you get out of your game plan. And But it was pretty – I thought it was funny to see. I thought there's no doubt that Gossett Spear had intent to shoot it at him. I don't mind that stuff. I think it's great.
What do you think about the influence Marchand's had with those two the two young guys on his line with Lustorainen and Lindell, especially because Lindell's younger? Because it was funny seeing – The first power play get drawn, which Carolina was upset about because they thought they missed a hit on Lindell. And I thought it was funny because, like, I don't really see Lindell do that a lot. Everybody calls him Baby Barky, but it seems like now he's starting to get some of the Marchand extracurriculars brought into his game.
Yeah, Marchand, I think, can drag you into the fight a little bit. I think that's a good thing, gets you engaged. And then you got a guy that, like I mentioned before, he's been there, done it. I mean, you just feel that much more confident when you have a guy riding shotgun with you in that regard. But, you know, from a hockey standpoint, what Marchand, I think, brings to that line, you know, Lustorainen and Lundell, very conscientious defensive players. But with Marchand, I think he brings an element of thinking offense to those two guys that I think is really beneficial. And in order to get the trust of your coach, you know, you always have to be responsible defensively. You have to be trustworthy in certain situations. And I think those guys, Lundell and Lustorainen, have already done that. And now this is the next step in their game where they play with a veteran guy in Marchand who's like, no, hey, when we get the puck, let's go. Let's try and generate. And, now you got three lines that you have to worry about. That's a deep lineup. And, so the pickup of Marchand at the deadline it has been great. I mean, great for this Panthers team. And, for Marchand, it was a bit of a slow start to the year. He had some off-season surgeries, I think, that slowed his training. But now you're starting to see the real Brad Marchand. And I think he's super motivated because he's playing with a group of players that are dialed in, that are professional. And it really is a nice marriage to see.
Talking to Brian Boucher, you guys can catch the NHL on TNT tonight. 7 o'clock, their coverage gets going. Of course, puck drop is at 8 o'clock. You can also hear it here on WQM. A couple more before we get you out of here, Brian. Things are going pretty good for the Cats right now. Matthew Tkachuk making his way back to the playoffs was obviously a big feat for him coming back from that groin injury. There's been a lot of debate. Like, does he look fully himself? What are your thoughts watching Matthew out there? He hasn't scored since the Lightning series, but still doing good things. Does he look all the way back to you?
No, I don't think he's 100%. I think he I wouldn't be surprised, to hear that, in the off season, there's more maintenance to that injury that needs to take place. But he's a gutsy player, and he just gets himself prepared to a certain point to play a game that is effective. And, that's a luxury you have when you have a team that is deep enough where you can shut a guy down so that he can get to this point. And, it almost felt like the Panthers just took the long range approach heading into trade deadline and into the playoffs, understanding where they were. Everybody's talking about getting the division, getting home ice, not all that important to a veteran group like this. And I think for Tkachuk, he's gotten himself to a point where, maybe he's 80%, but his 80% is a hell of a lot better than some people's 95% just because of the way that he plays and the intangibles that he brings. And, once he gets on the power play and you're in zone, I mean, listen, Matthew Tkachuk has never been the greatest fleet of foot skater that there is, but you get him on the power play, you get him in tight areas, he can protect the puck, he can make plays in tight spaces, and he just has that ability to get underneath people's skin like few can in the National Hockey League. I mean, he comes back to the bench, he always has something to say to the other side. It's quite funny to be down there and see some of the stuff that he does and how upset the others get when he's talking.
He may not be 100%, but I tell you what is 100%, his mouth. Holy smokes, he doesn't stop.
He does not stop. You're right. You're right about that.
Thanks for the time, Brian. We're looking forward to your coverage tonight, and I appreciate you giving us some time this morning.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, guys. Great talking to you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.